All right, After Buzzers, we have a fantastic show for you today because in studio live, yeah, that's right, she's laughing to the left. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss LaPortia Renee Mars buzzes in.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
All right, in 2015, with a billion downloads, you made AfterBuzz TV your place for after-show recaps. In 2016, it's only going to get better. I'm JC, and this is the American Idol recap interview with... That's right, geek out, fan out, Miss LaPortia Renee. Hands up! Thank you so much for coming in today. And girl,
thank you for having me.
Of course.
I don't know how you're here. It is an honor to have you in the studio today because how many hours of sleep did you get last night?
So not a full hour, about 30 minutes.
Oh, no. Really? And I saw you doing all your extra stuff after the show.
Yeah.
So.
And I also got to say hello to our wonderful co-host to my left. Tell the nation who you are and where you be.
Hey everyone, it's Stephanie Georgie. You can follow me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie and on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie.
And running the ones and twos, who do we got in the back today?
This is Marissa.
Ah, Mars, good to have you. All right, fans, chat roll, Twitter, send us your questions for LaPortia. We are your voice. Let us know what you think. Mm-hmm. And of course, let's dig into it.
Yeah.
All right, LaPortia, like I said, I thought the chat roll was already up.
Oh.
I have it on my phone.
Is it gonna show up?
I'm going to have it here on my phone, and okay. We already have fans sending us questions, but we'll get to those in a second.
First, I'll be on Twitter, guys, so don't forget, tweet me, too.
Yeah, Twitter at where?
Stephanie Georgie.
You got it. All right. Congratulations on it. This is a celebration. What you did this season, you did so much, and I always said throughout our show, you were more than idol. You were more, your message.
Thank you.
Your message. No slight to idol, I don't mean it in that way. I mean it that your message is, that's what we're going to take away. You gave us so many memories, starting from Creep, which I still can't fathom how you picked that song.
That was so good, but that was perfect. Forgive me for interrupting. What was your process in deciding that you wanted to do that song? Did you want something that wasn't typical? Did you want something to, you know, just the words, or was it just a song you liked and that you felt like you did well?
So I've always been a big fan of singing shows on TV, and I watched The Voice a lot. And Kimberly Nicole did Creep.
Mm-hmm, she sure did.
And I was watching it, and I was rooting for her. And when she did it, it really touched me because she did it in a way, that was my first time ever hearing that song.
Oh, wow.
And the lyrics just touched me so much that that's actually how I learned the song, is the rendition that I did by her. So
her performance in that was amazing too.
Yeah, and I saw Adam's reviews and everything, and he was shocked that she would pick that song and that she would do that arrangement. So I didn't know anything about the original arrangement, so I figured if it had that kind of effect on those judges, then if I brought it over to American Idol, it would have the same effect, you know?
So, I mean, girl, you could have been singing a jingle, and you would have made it, you're that one, you're like, okay, she's going to be awesome.
Thank you.
You know, but now, when was that audition? When in 2015, when did you do that?
Oh, that was like in June.
Okay, June. So
June, I think.
So from June to today, let's talk about that ride. If you could summarize it in just one sentence, these last 9-10 months of your life, what is it? What is that? How do you describe the last 9-10 months of your life?
Everywhere. It is. I'd say probably evolution.
Oh.
Yeah, because I really evolved in different areas of my being, so...
Really? So the idol journey, the process, and wow.
I have a question, yeah. So you are 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
When do you turn 23? Anytime soon?
July.
In July. Okay. Yeah. So, you're a Leo girl. Are you Leo or Cancer?
I am a Leo.
Oof, of course she's a Leo. Sorry. I always do the horoscope thing with everybody. I'm sorry, but
I love horoscopes.
Oh, do you? Okay.
I do.
Oh, yeah. Avalon told me because I
just
asked her.
Had this conversation.
I'm a Moon Leo, so that's where I go home to. But anyways, so you're 22. My question is, you have spoken about where you have come from.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to necessarily say that's the reason why, but my question is, why and how did you get your sense of confidence? I mean, you're just, you know, you, it is the way you carry yourself is just like, it is what it is.
You know,
take it or leave it.
Yeah. I think where I come from does have a lot to do with that. I mean, you know, going through tribulations in life, it kind of builds you a tough skin And at the end of the day, you have to kind of go through the process of learning to love who you are, because you're always going to be scrutinized by society mm-hmm. in some fashion, shape, or form. So I learned that at a very young age because I got picked on a lot. So eventually, when I stopped caring and I just, you know, grew into my own, that's the attitude that I picked up. And it's benefited me in a way to be able to help others be just as confident in their own skin, their own hair, their own everything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
You know, piggybacking off of that with what you just said, now, with your message of strength, have a lot of people reached out to you because of that? Have you made mm-hmm. just so many, your message is translated. I mean, what has that been like, hearing the feedback from people that have had those trials and tribulations just like you in their own way?
So it's been really touching and heartfelt, and it's so amazing that I've touched so many people in such deep ways. And what they don't realize is when they send me those messages, they touch me even deeper, and just they're the ones that kind of fuel my fire to and motivate me to sing each week the way I do. Or they may have like a weigh in on, you know, what song I do based on what they just said to me. You know, it could speak to me in that way. But I get messages about women getting out of relationships like that, or they were in it for a long time years ago, and some are still in it, but they're trying to get out because mm-hmm. of me. That kind of stuff makes me feel really good. And I've also gotten messages from men and women saying thank you for being comfortable in your own skin, which mm-hmm. is why I did Proud Mary, mm-hmm. because that was supposed to be their message, and they got it. So, you know.
You got me emotional right now.
I know. I was just going to say, I want to be the same way.
No, and that's what it's about. I am. No, it's because your connection, mm-hmm. you know, and you've talked about that. You talked about it two nights ago about with the fans, what you gave back, and... I mean, this is the Barbara Walters. We were all so serious. What is LaPortia like for fun?
LaPortia,
did you have
so
time
goofy.
To have fun for the last
I did. I mean, you know, me, Trent, and Avalon, Amit, Dalton, we would all just, like, hang out in the room and watch Twilight, eat Chick-fil-A, listen to music.
Favorite character in Twilight?
Oh. Edward.
Good! Yes! I was hoping, right? Because he was first, and you have to be loyal, and there's just so much
love. I love
there.
Edward. You don't love Edward? Team Edward or Jacob?
Yeah. Oh.
You better say Edward. We already said Edward.
Okay, I'm on the spot. Let's see. AfterBuzz fans help. Okay, team. Okay, fine. Team Edward, because he had great cheekbones.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm team cheekbones. Sorry, audio people. That was LaPortia.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
I'm kidding. No,
he did.
Stop.
I get so excited.
Girl, you gotta save your voice.
Oh my god, that's not even a part of my voice. I don't know what that is. That's. I laugh like that all the time. It's so embarrassing. I tried to hold it in, but you brought it out.
No, that's fine. We're here.
Girl, that was funny.
I'm telling you, you've been doing these interviews all day. I mean, come on. Had time to reflect what happened last night, the experience of just being
For the record, I voted for you.
Thank you.
And that was my first time.
A lot of people said that.
That's my first time. And that was my first time ever voting. And I've been doing this.
A lot of people said that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are saying that right now.
It was the last one. And it was one of those things from the beginning where, we've been covering this the whole entire season. And I knew from staying alive. When you walked that way to the stage, like you started it, I was like, oh, done. Done. Girl, you understand. Your hips went boom, boom, boom. And I was like, oh, shoot. Hey, American Idol. No, I'm not kidding.
LaPortia?
I'm not kidding.
Do you have any more interviews after
this?
She
knows what I'm talking about.
No. Oh, my God. It's not a part of my voice, I swear.
Okay. I'm trying to protect
this
you.
This is how she
This is my, yeah, it's just, I don't know what it is. I can't explain it. It's like air or something.
Well, let's get to We're fan in the flames.
They're never gonna
invite
me back.
Are you kidding me? You
can I'm gonna break a glass in a minute.
I was so mad at him. Oh, go ahead. No,
go ahead. No, I was. Well, I can get into a quick fan question. This is from Sean's World. What would an album of yours sound like? We'll leave it at that. What would? Yeah, because you've mainly had to do a lot of cover. You know, we've had to play mm-hmm. within the Idol's rules and games. What does LaPortia sound like? What's her sound?
LaPortia is so versatile, believe it or not. I don't really sing a lot of Motown or R&B kind of songs. Most of them are songs like Carrie Underwood, Breaking Benjamin.
Really?
Yeah. Like, okay. they're just, you know, all out there. Celine Dion, Barbara Streisand. Mm-hmm. I mean,
Streisand.
Yeah, Streisand. Sorry, Barbara. I love you.
Babs is watching. Okay.
Yeah, just different sounds like that. I love Feast, Fire in the Water. Mm-hmm. I sing that a lot.
Wow.
Okay. Florence and the Machine.
I could see that. Just anything that's like...
I'm so heavy. Like, I mean, heavy in your arms. Yeah, okay. That's the name of the song.
Yes. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No.
Okay, I'm gonna fan out. I'm gonna just like how you all fan for Edward from Twilight. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna fangirl on you because I had to write notes because of a song that you did for the finale, the part one, and it was the Dionne Warwick song.
Yeah,
you
know? House is not a home.
You did some, and you've done it all season. There's a magic in your storytelling. And, you know, this is a prized position of these musicians that they lend, I believe they lend it to people, to other artists to replicate. And it's the artist's job to actually take care of that, be the caretaker. And what you did with that song, not only did you honor it, but you added your own little style of flash.
Thank you.
It was beautiful. And I agree exactly with what Harry said. That was the most complex song you heard all season. It touched me. My favorite song of yours all season. There were so many, but I just, had a fangirl, guys. Okay, back to you.
Thank you so much. I love that song.
It touched me down to my core, so thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's always just very impressive when you, I want to say it's the same thing in like acting, which I could totally see you acting too, by the way, because I feel like you can channel your emotions well. But it's one of those things, like how do you dive into something like that? And I know you've been through a lot, so that has... a lot to help with it.
I was about to say that's the main thing is experience, because when I first tried out for Idol, I was 16 and I hadn't experienced a lot. So I may have sang that same song I sang and you felt nothing because I haven't, you know, felt those feelings. So it's really important to kind of let life season you a little bit when trying to be an artist, because part of being an artist is emoting and trying to reach people in a deep place. And sometimes you can't do that unless you've been to that deep place. So
Now, it's funny that you touched upon that, because within the Idol group itself, we had a lot of young contestants this season, like super young, like let's say Tristan and...
Lee Jean.
Yes. Oh, and did we have any moments like where you like, I can't believe you're so young. Were you their big sister? In a sense, or how was that? How was the group dynamic as a whole?
I was more like Mama Portia, you know, to them, and they would come up to me and ask me advice mainly about their song choices. Some of them listened, some of them didn't. Gianna,
we'll fix that in post.
But she was no.
I'm kidding.
I love Gianna. I love Lee and Tristan, all of them. They were super sweet. Olivia, I mean, she's kind of a minor, but kind of not. She's like almost 18, or if not, I think she's 18 already. But yeah, they would just come to me about song choices. One of the things I remember telling Gianna is stop singing old songs, because she was 15. So I'm like, girl, sing something that's going to, you know, make you look like a 15-year-old.
We used to say that.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Yeah, but, you know, I do realize why she wanted to. Because, I mean, sometimes when you like a song a lot, you just feel like you have to sing it. Me, personally, there's a bunch of songs I like. One of them was 1,000 Years by Christina Perry.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I refused to touch that song because it was so delicate and so vulnerable. And I knew that my voice, I would have, because I feel the lyrics so much in that song, I would have put like a growl in it and made it kind of me. And it probably would have ruined the vulnerability of the song. You just got to be careful, you know, so you can't sing everything you like all the time.
Girl, you're an artist, man. Hearing you talk sometimes blows my effing mind,
excuse me.
Well, because it does, just because it's so true. And like, you know, by the way, that song is on Twilight. You know.
Yeah.
But you're right, because I would never think to And I should, because I'd be doing too much all the time. Mm-hmm. To you know, identify when you're going to do that and have to pull back, because it makes the world of a difference, which is what Harry and the judges always said to you and what we've always said. We cannot get over, and after all the seasons of covering and watching and really focusing on every contestant, how you knew when to peak, when to not, when to just kind of let the song be what it was, when people always are just want to put a run everywhere. Yeah. And, but you're the only one from the beginning, every single performance. You're like, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Relax.
Okay, we're fangirling on you right now.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you, did you fangirl with anyone yesterday?
I fangirled with every single person up there on that stage. It was crazy because when we first met up, they had just arrived, and I was like, oh my God. And they were introducing themselves, and they were like, I'm a huge fan of yours. I'm like, I'm a huge fan of yours. Like, you know, it was really weird, but we kind of fangirled over each other. But I knew everybody by name, and I was just freaking out. It literally got to a point where I could not breathe. I had to just kind of step back.
That's amazing.
And just, you know, look at all the talent that was in there. It was crazy.
Take it all in, because that was, I mean, we'll never have that movie, that finale to close out the show.
Yeah.
I mean, to close out something that's meant to so many. Yeah. You know, it's for a generation. So thank you for...
Thank you. I still say
your final round, yours and Trent's, will go down as one of the best finale, like battles. I thought it was a battle of like heavyweight champs, just going at powerhouse versus powerhouse. And I don't know how many times... You know, like, Trent, congratulations. Phenomenal. Let's send him that congratulations. But if we did this contest 10 times in a row, I would be down the middle with you guys. You guys were excellent. You brought so much to it. And talk about that. Did it ever get competitive? As much as it's family, was there ever a little bit of just competition between any of the competitors? Or, you know, because it is something, you know.
Trent explained it yesterday as a very healthy competition.
Yeah, it was more like because it was really funny. It was like a balance. Like, he and I would help each other, but at the same time of helping each other, we would get to know each other and get to know each other's weaknesses and play on that.
Oh, get out.
Yeah, like, I mean, okay, so Trent, you know, every song he would do this high note, you know, either at the end or in the middle, you know, like every single song. So I was like, maybe I should dabble in my falsetto a little bit to show America that... Hey, just because you know,
I got a falsetto
too. I can sing in falsetto too, people, you know. And I'm sure he did the same when he started doing, if later on in the competition, Trent started putting like little moves in his, you know, because he saw that I, you know, I worked the stage and the stage press. So it was,
what you,
right? With the mic stand,
and he hit it on cue. Was it for Sharp Dressed Man? And I was like,
But it was so healthy. We never got to a point to like hating each other or hating on each other. If one of us slayed, which Trent did a bunch of times, and he said I did a bunch of times.
You did every time, girl.
Thank you. We congratulated each other. Mm-hmm. We were happy for each other, genuinely, and we were like, all right. Yeah. Let's see who's gonna win next week. You know,
so
it was really fun. It was really nice. Trent and I are genuinely good friends.
You guys seem like attached to each other this last week.
Yeah, you can't help it. I mean, we were both from Mississippi, which helped because it felt like family. I felt like I was battling my brother or something, and I really didn't mind which one of us won.
Okay, so outside of, you know, because the show makes it very serious, and there was a lot at stake. You just said he's like your big brother, so next time you see him, whenever you guys bump into each other, let's say even 5 years down the road, what's up, sis? How you doing? Hey, you want my trophy? You know, like a brother, a sister? Is it like that between you guys?
It is. Oh. I mean, he's, like I say, we've been close. And also Dalton, it was kind of like the three of us, you know, because Dalton is also more sweet than he comes off. Dalton comes off as like this rock kid.
No, yeah.
And he's so sweet, such a gentleman. And he's super funny. He keeps us laughing all the time. I can't wait for you guys to talk to him. So he's gonna have y'all cracking up.
We might not be able to, but we'll see.
We're gonna do our best. But I also want to, also congratulate you as well, because even though, the two of you put on a great show, you were both winners, because didn't you get signed as well?
That's never happened. They said that's never happened in the history of Idol.
It hasn't.
That was crazy.
They made a new record company.
Was crazy.
First one on the company, La Porsche Renee.
Yeah.
Okay, so really crazy. So Trent can say, I won Idol, but you're like, I started a record company. Hello.
You know what's funny? My roommate, I came home and she was watching it, and she's like, oh my gosh, because she thought the same thing. Yeah. And I started laughing. I was like, don't worry about it. She got signed. And he's like, doesn't that suck for the winner? I'm like, nope.
Yeah, I won everything but the title, which is, kind of good. So,
yeah, I almost wonder, is that less pressure as well? I mean, because having
it is.
Title...
Everybody's going to be looking at Trent, because he has to hold
live
this,
up to
which
it.
Which I think he will. He's a soul singer, so he'll dabble in that a little bit.
But beyond that, you guys were both from day one professionals.
Thank you.
You were very professional. You were, I'm quoting Randy. In it to win it.
It fits.
Let me rattle off some more from the fans quick before we let you go. And just, who inspired you to sing? And this is from Denzi Fraser.
Who inspired Fraser? That's not the famous Fraser, huh?
Denzi Fraser.
Denzi Fraser.
Who inspired you to sing?
Okay, who inspired me to sing?
Was it... Let's say some vocal inspirations, or what about family? Was there someone who said, girl, you need to sing?
Who sings Hey Jude?
The Beatles.
Paul McCartney, yeah.
Yeah, Paul McCartney.
Really?
Yeah, really?
That's who inspired me to sing.
Really?
I just found that out. I never know who sang that song. Cause
what song? Where did you hear it?
My mom bought me a tape, and it had a bunch of old songs on there. Yesterday was also on
Beatles.
There.
So then she gave you a tape of the Beatles.
Wow, really?
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I love the Beatles. I love the Beatles.
That was the first song I ever learned, and I never knew who sang it until now. Because it's I was really little when she gave me that tape. And she gave me the tape. She bought me a karaoke machine.
Wow.
And she said, here, have fun. And so I would listen to it with headphones on.
You need to watch Across the Universe.
Yeah.
It's a musical all the Beatles, with all the music.
It's crazy. And everything. So, yeah.
All right.
It's
incredible. You've been up since 4. I'm not going to... I want to get you to get some rest. But
I got my Coke.
Coke? I want to ask you one final question. And this is... I believe in what you say... It has power. Words have power. So where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
5 years from now.
Anything you want.
5 years from now, I see myself stacked with Grammys.
There you go.
I see myself...
mentoring
probably
on the voice.
Well, not yet. You got to get 10 years on me. I see myself acting a little bit. I want my own clothing line. I'm not going to say what kind, because I don't want somebody to steal this idea, because it's a great idea. And I see myself building a personal village.
A personal village? What is that?
Oh, elaborate,
Yeah, so I always had... a sense of wanting a personal village. It's like almost like a hobbit town for just me and my family.
Oh, it's amazing.
And I wanted like a house in the middle, and then I wanted like 6 houses, because I plan on having 6 children. So I wanted like 6 houses around for their starter houses, and then, venture off and do what they gotta do. But
taking care of your people.
Absolutely. Yeah, just like a little, a big wide land,
that's
horses
amazing,
and all of that.
The fact that you said that, you cast a line, now pull yourself to it, because you wowed us all
season long,
and we've learned so much from you. And La Porsche,
thank you
for being so verbal about your domestic violence and everything. I'm someone who was a victim of verbal abuse before I got out here, and the fact that you said it made me feel, and I'm older, but I used to always shun on it, because I was I was one of those people that stayed and I didn't care, I wanted to be with that person.
Me too.
Right, okay.
Me too.
And so So when you said it, it was one of those things like, damn, okay, cool. I could talk about it. And it's all right.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, that's why I said it. I didn't want people to feel like, or women to feel like if they did stay with a man or have done that before, you know, start to feel bad, because I've done it too. Mm-hmm. But my thing is, I would tell you never to do it again.
Right.
You know, so. Yeah.
Fantastic words.
Yes.
LaPortia, thank you so much for giving us your time. And fans,
no problem. Thank you for having me here.
Where can fans find you? Do we have like social media? Where's your social media? Where can they tweet you?
It's LaPortia Renee on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Very well. And Steph, what about yourself?
Oh, I'm sad. I'm sorry, because American Idol's over. It was wonderful having you. You have an incredible voice, and I believe
thank
in you. So.
Thank you.
Y'all can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie.
And once again, LaPortia, thank you so much for giving us much magic today and the whole season.
Thank you for having me.
Find me at jcrubiotv.com. And for Marissa, the lovely LaPortia Renee, Steffi G, I'm JC, and we'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.